Jackson Lee, Biden's numbers are partly the frustration of the summer. The heat, we're doing everything we promised on formula, gas. By Ian Hanchett on July 12, 2022. On Monday's CNN newsroom, Representative Sheila Jackson Lee, DTX, stated that she sees a recent New York Times/Siena College poll showing that 64% of voters who plan to vote in the Democratic primary in 2024 would prefer someone other than President Joe Biden as the nominee as dissatisfaction, as the frustration of the summer, the heat. But Democrats will turn things around and gas prices are going down. All that we have committed to doing, we are doing, including making sure that we get baby formula back where it needs to be on the shelves and in the hands of parents. Jackson Lee stated, "Today, I think, is July 11th. I'm a fighter. Joe Biden is a fighter and Kamala Harris. The elections are in November. Oil prices, gasoline costs at the pump, are going down. All that we have committed to doing, we are doing, including money going out on the street with the bipartisan infrastructure bill, just passing a real first step in gun safety, even advocating for banning assault weapons, making sure that we get baby formula back where it needs to be on the shelves and in the hands of parents. So, I really look at those numbers, yes, as dissatisfaction, as the frustration of the summer, the heat. But I'm ready for the fall, when we really turn that election around after Labor Day. And all the groups that have been supporting Joe Biden get ready. Get busy to really make a difference in the 2022 election." She continued, "We know that we're winning some Senate races. He couldn't be that bad that we're winning potential Senate races in Pennsylvania and Georgia and a number of other places around the nation. We may be in the majority in the Senate, and who knows, don't count us out in the House. Those are all numbers that are somewhat tied to Joe Biden. As I said, he is a fighter. I'm not ready to throw in the towel, nor am I ready to say that Democrats have voted their final vote in terms of saying, we want someone else. Let's see what happens in the fall as we push forward to win." Jackson Lee concluded, "My encouragement to Democrats is tighten up. Unify, you've got a real good chance of holding the Senate. And even holding the House, and you will see the kinds of commitment we have. The last point is, who is going to help you with Roe v. Wade, taking your very essence of the freedom of your bodies and reproductive rights? It's got to be Joe Biden. It's got to be the Democratic Congress, House, and Senate. You need Joe Biden, we need Joe Biden, and you're going to see that in the fall as we go pushing forward for victory." Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.